Wooden chimes hang from the front door of Harold Isbell's home near Argo on the border of Jefferson and St. Clair counties. They sway slowly in the breeze now, but early this morning, Isbell says the wind came suddenly.
Boom! And I had to drag my wife, my kids, and everybody up.
Isbell's chin quivers as he surveys what's left of his home while chainsaw crews start work. A wooden deck lies crumpled in front of the house. Toppled tree branches ensnare the roof. A tree trunk crushes one end of the house, the bedroom where his granddaughter Erica slept. She says she heard the tree cracking and dashed into the hallway before it fell.
And then just stuff was blowing. You could feel like the whole house pick up. And I thought it was going to suck me away.
The family burrowed through the debris to escape. Erica Isbell says she's been getting lots of messages and calls from friends, and she's thankful for that. But it's still crazy. She watches a guy standing on the roof cutting branches.
I mean, there's a man on top of a tree on the top of my house.
The Isbell family appeared to be near the end of a lengthy path of destruction. The probable tornado ripped through homes in Oak Grove before passing through Fultondale, Centerpoint, Clay, and Trussville. Several hundred homes are reported damaged or destroyed. Another storm caused damage to buildings in Maplesville, about 45 miles south of Birmingham. Centerpoint and Clay appear to face the brunt of the storm. And just a few hours after the skies calmed, dozens of volunteers gather in the parking lot of the Clay United Methodist Church, eager to respond.
Hey, guys!
Organizer Mike Jenny takes charge of this staging area, corralling the first group of volunteers. It's still a dangerous unfolding situation, but Jenny keeps things upbeat.
You guys know how to run a chainsaw? I don't. Use common sense. Don't go out there and get tired and cut your arm off, unless you know, that's what you want to do. Don't do that.
Crews have been busy securing power and gas lines, allowing volunteers to clear access routes into areas which suffered damage. After that, they'll go door-to-door to complete the search and rescue. Jenny says over the next several days, they'll bring in food, water, and other basic needs to victims.
Because people are not prone to leave their houses, even in emergency situations, so you really have to go to them and provide for their physical needs.
It's hard to see the events of this day and not think of the killer tornadoes last April, which devastated Tuscaloosa, the Pratt City neighborhood of Birmingham, and many other parts of the state. Mike Jenny says even in these first few hours, he can see the effects of that storm. Volunteers are more knowledgeable. They know how they should respond.
It's tragic, but that practice paid dividends.
Volunteer Lindsay Woodall says he got some experience in that April tornado outbreak, which killed almost 250 people. And he's pretty single-minded when it comes to this response.
You know, how can I help? Because it's unfortunate, you know, that it happens. And when folks are affected by storms like this, they need every little bit of help they can get.
As Woodall talks, bottled water, food, bags of snacks are carried into the church. Some of the helping supplies that'll be needed in the coming days. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.